The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
So we left you guys in the middle of the market. You had just saved a deep gnome who had been engulfed in one of the gelatinous cubes. Two of them came out. You killed both of them.
F*** that shit up.
I didn't realize we were in the middle of the market.
I did nothing.
Yes. This all took place in the middle of the market.
Our thumbs up like 12 episodes for you.
So like in public?
It's true.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
In public.
You should have said that in the microphone.
You're in a large, probably...
Half the audience made the joke.
150 feet by 50 feet chamber. Three pools along the edges. There's three tunnels coming into this. There's one that is blocked off right by where you guys were attacked. And there's a very large gate over to one side.
They came up from the floor, though, right?
They came through the collapsed tunnel.
Oh, okay. I thought they came up from the ground.
Nope. They oozed through the collapsed rock.
He said the word rock.
Did I have to take a shot?
No. This is the part where we tase you. Rock was the key word. Congratulations! No.
Can I perceive it with my stone cunning?
Thanks, Matt.
I wasn't even listening. What the f***? That's a rock. A crack in the rock.
That's 12 episodes for Matt.
Probably more.
12? How many have we done? 50? Of this show?
Well, before we get into anything, the last...
No, I'm rolling.
The last
with
session...
With stone cunning, that was an 18.
Okay, remember that roll.
Okay.
Last session, you guys changed a character, and we didn't really spend much time with him. What?
Because don't like him?
I kind of get that.
I like him.
What's going through Mulvaeus' head? You just charged in to help save Kira from these oozes.
A crossbow bolt.
Sorry.
I mean, there's been a lot of processing, obviously, of what's happened over the past... I mean, I don't know what we've gone through. I don't know the time.
Couple months.
Huh?
Couple months.
No, I mean, just recently. Like, since I've resurrected.
A few days.
Yeah. Just still processing, like, my resurrection, you know, via Elinel's death. So, I think it's just taking...
I mean,
Some time to acclimate, really. Trying to really grasp the situation.
You were there through the whole thing. You've been alive for the last couple months.
Right.
You haven't really been in the driver's seat.
I still think I'm kind of operating. Like, I feel like I'm operating, still not like I'm controlling it. Like, I'm acting on instinct, I guess. So, like, I think because when she was resurrected, we've gone into a succession of like different battles and stuff. So, like, I think just those instincts kick in for Mulvaeus, like, just to act instead of really think about anything.
Okay.
So action has been the driving force.
Okay.
And as we all know, Troy is a man of action, so.
So, stone cutting. What are you looking for?
I don't know. Fucker just did that hand gesture thing at me. Whatever he wants.
This.
You mean I like the answer to that?
You can tell that this. You got an 18?
No. What's stone cutting do again?
It's a history check with double your proficiency.
Okay, history check with double proficiency,
which I believe is 7.
Shut your face. Double proficiency would be 6.
Carry the 1.
Shut up,
mom.
I got 22.
If you help him, he'll never learn.
I got a 22. Shut up.
Flashcards.
You can tell very clearly that this tunnel was collapsed on purpose. It's neat. It's orderly. It's been cleaned up around. You can also tell it was magically done. There's a lot of spots where the stone has been sealed. It's not just a pile of rocks, but there are still cracks where oozes could come through.
Okay. I mean, you want to do something with that? You're all quiet and then looking.
I mean,
I'm waiting to see what you guys are going to do.
Hey, there's more cracks up here. There could be like oozes in them. I miss Glabagool.
We know. It's been a problem lately, but we've kept it under control.
Who's talking?
One of the guards.
I turn and look for the guard that was like had his flesh melted off.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Literally, figuratively.
I healed him. Can you make more noise, Jeffrey?
Good.
There's.
Don't. I'm reading and watching all the series right now in preparation. So I've heard that song way too much in the last 2 weeks.
Do you think about dicks?
Wiener, 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 wiener.
Yes, the guard's name is Mev Flintknapper.
Mev Flintknapper.
Mm-hmm.
Write that shit down.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I haven't gotten to it yet.
I didn't hear Flintknapper. I missed some consonants. I don't know. It sounded much more dirtier in my mind.
I know that Kira and Mulvaeus got involved in the combat. I don't think Morik and Nexus did. Where are you guys?
No, Morik eventually did.
Yeah. Did you?
Nexus ran up on it at the end because Kira slashed at it like 16 times in a row and yes. I couldn't get to it in time.
Looks like rocks.
Stone cunning, Matt.
Roll it.
I just remember that where Eddie Valiant's like, give me scotch on the rocks and I made ice.
Now they actually have whiskey stones.
I did the stones instead of the giant.
Did that hurt when you peed it out?
Yeah.
Did you get a case of the whiskey stones?
Yeah, that's what you do. You definitely eat the stones.
You stretch out your pee-pee hole. Sorry.
Sounding.
Continue.
I'm all about the education there,
yes,
Jeff.
I can tell.
Reverse sounding? There's a whiskey stone.
Okay.
Kira's got nothing. I'm pretty sure I'm at like 4 hit points. Oh no, Matt gave me a little bit.
Yeah.
I was at 4 hit points.
I burned out all my level 1 spells in the aftermath.
That definitely won't come back to haunt us.
Did you
switch to city spells, by the way?
The f*** are city spells?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, we're in the city, so you could change your spells to be like, oh.
I can after a long rest. Have we had a long rest?
You have. You stayed in the inn last night. You had rememorized your spells to try and help Darendil.
Right, and then that's what caused all the issues.
Yeah, that's what removed his magic.
Everything got fucked up at that point. Got it.
That's your statement. The other guy was dead.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I'm just saying, you're in the city now, so if you want to change some of your, like, holy crap wilderness spells.
Nope.
All right.
I don't have any. I have healing and hurting. That's all I have. I don't have anything.
I'm sure you don't have anything else that could be useful. Just like that remove curse you totally didn't use effectively.
I use it effectively.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. You have other spells on your list that could be useful, asshat. That's why I know a lot of wizards and stuff will keep like dungeon spells.
What did you roll today?
City
spells.
What
did you roll today?
I was good. Okay. I rolled good every time.
Okay.
Last session, so I was kind of pissed.
Unless there's an intelligence roll, is there some way that they can seal that?
They've sealed it up as best they can right now.
Like,
have like an epoxy resin?
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we get that expanding foam up in this shit? Like, let's fill the cracks.
They have been. Like he will tell you, a lot of the stones that have been collapsed into the tunnel have been magically sealed.
Nexus? What? Alchemical solution?
I don't know. Would I know of an alchemical solution?
Roll me an intelligence check with double your proficiency.
I mean, can you come up with expanding foam?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing.
If you
just
that's
straight
why
intelligence,
you study alchemy.
Straight intelligence,
and double your proficiency.
It's a single digit.
That's an 8 plus 1 plus 6. So, math.
What is it?
I don't remember. I looked at you and forgot what it was.
8 plus 1.
It's a 15. I'm doubling my proficiency, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 15.
It's a 15. You know of solutions that will seal things? I mean, tar and everything like that.
Yeah, but you I don't also know that I would have access to that down here.
You also know that you just spent time with an alchemist down here. And if you guys put your heads together, you could probably come up with something.
Okay.
Or more.
Could try that. I'm not sure that would be.
Do you remember the alchemist?
I don't remember his name. Another character brought me into that room. I can't remember the character's name.
The character's name was Kazuk Pickshine. You were sent here to sell him spell.
Oh, that's
gems.
Right.
He saw it. He was doing lesser restoration.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I could probably speak to him.
You could.
Just a thought. I mean, I'd really prefer not to keep having to stab oozes.
May not be a permanent solution to start.
XP, yo.
After the...
In a game that's not counting it.
After the crowd... After you killed the oozes, the crowd was very pleased with you, cheering you on, clapping you on the back. You were told, if you want to help out more, you can go talk to the Diggermatics.
The what?
The Diggermatics.
Where they signed the Civil War treaty?
Dorbo and Sunny Diggermatic are the provincial leaders of Blingdenstone.
I really got to get these gnome names under control. Holy shit. Every one of them sounds dirty or like we need to censor it.
Yep.
See, I was thinking
Pickle
more
bridges.
Like, what was a Gallagher show? The Sledge-O-Matic. That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Dude still tours.
I mean, who doesn't like seeing smashed watermelons?
Yeah.
I mean, we could earn some coin, I guess, while we're here. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I really think, like, we could use the rest, and this place doesn't seem, like, too bad. I feel like we could hang out here for a little bit, possibly prevent the horrible deaths that we've seen ever since we started walking across the Abyss, or the Underdark.
I mean, the gnomes are not hostile towards towards you guys. Even the drow. You know that they've got history with the drow, and they don't like drow. But you've come in. You've done a good job so far. You've even passed some of the charisma checks. You just helped save one of their lives, and probably more. You're on your way towards friendly. But
the character will remember that.
I mean, what do you guys want to do here?
I guess the question is, what the hell is there to do here?
I mean, this is.
I mean, that's like, he gave us like, do you want to hang out? Do you want
to speak to the people in charge? I guess.
Explore. Do you want to make money? Like,
you want to make money? You came here with the intent of finding a way out?
Yeah,
this is sort of my bread and butter. So if we want to make a little bit of money, it's fairly easy to pull a little bit of guard duty. Not that hard. We've already proved ourselves. Perhaps get a little bit of coin for what we've already done.
I mean, money we're not in a really short supply of. We do have these stones to sell.
No, but you don't ever know when you might need it. Seems like a pretty easy shift. Can rest, heal, recuperate. It may take a decent bit of money. If we can make enough money, maybe somebody will just carry us out of here. Pay for a caravan or something.
Didn't we try that once?
We didn't have enough money.
We didn't need money. We had it set up because we brought the... thing back to the person. Fuck it, I don't remember.
I'll give you credit, Matt. That's actually pretty accurate to the situation that occurred.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I don't just feel like you're making up stuff.
I remember the outline.
Matt read the cliff notes of the game he's playing. Didn't read in depth.
Oh, Rick. Are you using an accent? Because I'm just going to giggle. Rick. Okay, I'm going to giggle now.
It is very light here.
What the fuck are you trying to do to me?
And I would prefer if we didn't go back into the dark.
German accents are my favorite fucking thing in the world. Ah! Okay.
Lots
okay.
of dungeon porn.
And take two. Go.
What?
Well, there are torches. And it's brighter, and I like it when it is brighter.
It's not just torches. I mean, there's... bioluminescent fungi on the walls in strategic places. There's caged fire beetles. All kinds of stuff.
I guess I also got to clarify, is this or is this this?
Yeah, are you talking to just me in my head?
No, this is everybody.
This is out loud.
So so you like it when it's light out, huh?
Don't you create light?
Why do you think I like light?
So if you enjoy your own light, is that like masturbation?
Did your sword hit his head? He sounds different.
You know how, like, pets start to look like their owners? Okay.
Oh, so it's fucking crazy, too? Cool.
That's not really nice.
Hi, have you met me?
Maybe.
Drow.
Drow. So are we going to go talk to these Maddox folks, or are we hanging out, more shopping,
exploration? I would like to spend a lot of our money.
What exactly?
Not a lot. I want to buy $300 worth of diamonds.
For
Revivify.
Which does...
You touch a creature that has died within the last minute, that creature returns to life with one hit point. Seems like a good thing to have.
Did you finish up dealing with the gnome with the crystals?
I believe we did. Because then I went in there and bought alchemical supplies.
Yeah, okay. We sold everything. Right. We have 2,069 gold.
That's true, yeah.
41 silver, 400 copper.
Are you able to cast that spell at any point, or are you just going to memorize it from here on out?
Well...
Can you cast it at your level right now?
Yes.
Third level.
Okay. Third level.
Okay.
Doesn't your I thought for some reason you didn't get that for a long time. The cost or no? Is that
no? Remember we talked about when it was a monetary thing.
That's right.
As a group will expend that resource.
The level that you guys are at right now, it took us in Barovia like a year to get to.
That's probably fair.
I mean, that makes sense. We're like almost 60 episodes into this, so also
well, yeah,
yes.
I guess that's fair.
Before you start saying I'm keeping you down, mathematically you're doing the same fucking thing. So step off.
Step off.
But hey,
normally when you guys change cities, I've leveled you up. But since Matt and Lucas were like, "Can we level up now? Can we level up now?"
You know, I haven't leveled up about it.
Whenever you feel like it.
Since I'm hanging out with a sun sword now, can I like buy sunglasses or something?
Yeah, that's going to fuck you up every time he lights up. It's going to cause issues.
Yeah, man.
It's going to cause problems with your sight.
Beyond.
Unless you're in the dim part of it.
In third edition, there was a feat to take care of that. But there's not anymore.
Wait, what's the radius of the light off the sword? 10
it's,
and 10?
No, it's
city.
It's. I'm pretty sure it's 30. 30.
Yeah. 30, 30?
It can be minimum 10, maximum 30.
Okay.
Each.
30 for
dim,
30.
Dim and bright.
Yep.
Although we had discussed, if you're blind, it sucks, but if he's blinding seven or eight other things, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't do it just out of habit.
Just saying, if I can get some
if these miners around here can get you some goggles.
Yeah. You can totally go shopping, yes.
Okay, so I buy $300 worth of diamonds?
I think $300 worth of diamonds is probably okay.
It's a decent investment. Just don't die first.
But can you drop that spell at any point?
It's instantaneous.
Right, but what I'm saying is are you planning for it in your spell list now?
I think I'm going to.
Because I foresee if I were sitting right there where Jeff is, I would be like, yes, please buy that 300 diamonds, because I know you're too goddamn stupid to write it down on your spell list, and then when you go to revivify Cody, I'm going to be like, do you have it on your spell list? And you're going to be like, yeah, I totally... And then it's going to get quiet, and then I die.
So long as you got it written down.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm writing alternatives to what we've been traveling with.
It's a good one to have, especially since some people have been getting pretty damn low in HP.
Like, instead of mass healing word, I honestly think Revivify might be better to have.
I disagree.
Okay, well, next time I ask your opinion, I'll fucking care.
Well, the odds of you having to heal everyone versus Revivify someone are going to be higher.
But I have other healing spells.
He can sack just about any spell for a healing spell, can't you?
And mass healing words only.
Thing?
Oh, is that?
What?
You can sack spells to heal anyway, right?
No. What does that mean?
That a third ed thing?
That is a third ed thing.
Oh, I thought you could.
Nope.
You used to be able to just drop a spell and heal somebody.
You can memorize cure wounds, and you can amplify it to any level you can cast.
See, mass healing word is only 1d4 plus 5.
My cleric,
so even at your level,
plus side is
my cleric had cure
it's not
spells.
Touch, it's ranged.
What?
One healing word is ranged.
Right.
That's why it's less. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Points.
And it's for a group. Like everybody would get 1d4.
Davin was a life cleric, and he had those spells as domain spells, so they were always memorized.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So you go buy $300 worth of diamonds. That's not a bad call.
Okay.
Roll me an intelligence check, Matt. Give you your stone cunning.
In fairness, I have a decent healing spell.
I mean, I can throw d6s all day long.
Nat 20.
Nice. Nat 20?
And when you're healing yourself.
I only spent $250.
No, you spent $300.
Give me a fucking card then, because that was a waste.
That's why you get a card.
Thanks, Nord Games.
No.
You don't want that one?
No, I just want to spend less money.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you're spending $300 instead of $450.
One of the ones that were so jazzed about using cards, so.
No, the card is fine. I would just rather
what was the
Jeff not be an asshat. That's all. I'm just
this is where
wish Schroeder, in one hand, shit
theme,
the other
theme
man.
Of the night.
I don't know if Nord Games makes make Jeff not an asshat card.
We can ask.
Can we do a specialty one? No, I would like Schroeder to cut in now. Where in the first episode, might have been the second episode of this. Oh man, I'm so happy Jeff's the DM. He's so much better than Cody. That nugget. I'm like, just
I mean,
wait.
He's nicer than you. I like him more.
That's fair.
It's fair. I mean, I like him more too.
Yeah, like I think we all can agree that he's probably the most well-liked member here.
Dave's here now. He hasn't been around to annoy everybody.
His car annoys me enough.
That's fair. All right, so you bought your diamonds. Are you looking for sunglasses? So you can wear them so you can see?
I think that's a legitimate...
Yeah.
Wear them at night?
Yeah.
I think they're called
wear my sunglasses
goggles.
At night.
You can. Some people do.
Same.
Are you going off on your own, or are you taking people with you?
I mean, I would probably... I mean, let's say me and Matt are shopping montage in together. He's probably going to be better at getting some sunglasses. You know, people aren't probably going to like the drow, you know, walking around by himself.
Just cast darkness and then appear out of it.
That's yes. Actually, I was planning on doing the exact thing. in a different situation, but...
Meanwhile, you...
Like, you really need information from somebody in the party, so when you're on guard duty, when they're on guard duty, you do that. I'm in your head.
I like the idea. He just, it's the final countdown as he poofs out of the darkness.
Okay.
I want a shitty drow magician.
You go and...
Sorry.
You can definitely find something along the lines of welding goggles or something like that.
Well, welding goggles would...
If you go in daylight, they will eliminate your disadvantage. But if you go out of daylight with them on,
right,
you're going to be at disadvantage.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you said Mev was like captain of the guard or just the guard that was nearby?
Mev was a patrolling guard.
Okay.
Roll me a charisma check, Troy.
Hey, up top.
No, not something you could.
Is he by? Are we on a shopping montage and he's rolling charisma to try and purchase something
while you are searching
with
for
him
while you are searching for 300 gold worth of diamonds?
No, you guide the story.
What'd you get?
You don't f-ing tell it, bitch.
20. Okay, yeah. You're good.
You're so hostile, man.
Call it 130 gold.
Can I try to persuade him down?
That would be at disadvantage, but yes,
we'll see what happens.
That is also a skill check.
I rolled pretty well. What's that number?
That's at least two double digit numbers. Yeah.
19.
19? Very good. Yeah. Go to 100.
Cool. Erase 100, Matt, please.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll ask Mev about where I can find the Maddoxes.
The Digger Maddox are down towards the inn that you stayed at.
Okay. I will go there.
Look for the big fancy house.
I will go with Kira.
Okay.
And I will continue to stay side by side with my good friend Mulvaeus.
Okay.
What about me?
Unless you're going to cast that spell every minute, you don't know when it happens.
I don't know when he's making a purchase off of an individual. The fuck could I not know that?
Yeah, we've been using that a lot this entire game because that's how it works.
How what works?
That's what it's for.
That's what what's for?
Exactly what you just tried to do.
Is he fucking serious? I don't understand.
He's trying to support
Use
you.
Use a subject, not a fucking pronoun. What the fuck are you saying?
You were trying to use your spell to help him.
Yes.
That's what we've been doing this whole time.
I don't know what's going
on.
You? Either.
Yes, yes. I'm not telling you.
Can you explain it to
me? No, it's more fun
Dave,
this way.
Do you know what Lucas is talking about?
No.
What's the spell? That can't remember what it's called.
He's
guidance.
On. Yeah. Oh. You've been using guidance to help people purchase shit this entire game. Apparently we can't now.
Who said we can't now?
He literally just told you couldn't.
No, he tried to say I wasn't near him because I was off trying to buy $300 worth of diamonds, which clearly, when we stated what we were fucking doing, he said, they're not going to want to sell to me, so we're going to have Matt buy things.
Have I found a fancy house yet?
You will travel back through several caverns.
Okay.
The big open caverns are connected to the other big open caverns by very tiny tunnels that eventually you have to squeeze through.
Are the... I don't have stone cunning, but do these seem intentional or do these seem natural?
This absolutely seems intentional.
So it is a fortification choke point then?
That is exactly what it is. Almost like this place has been invaded by drow more than once.
Almost. I see any more of the laser crystals?
What laser crystals?
Whatever the hell.
The spell crystals. Stones.
Spell gems.
You laser see some every once in a while that cast light, but you don't see any more that are sitting dormant right now.
I just really like the idea of it being in Resident Evil.
The Kyber crystals.
Yeah. Okay. I like the idea of it being in Resident Evil when we walk through that tunnel. All right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You pass one big cavern that is... You can see a temple. You can see a shrine out front. You can see a big temple behind. You see another cavern as you walk by, and you can hear music coming from it.
Is there anyone around?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do I recognize what the temple is to?
You're not proficient in religion, are you?
I'm with him, and I think I am.
If you are, go ahead and make a roll.
Oh, now we can be with whoever we want.
He said he was going with him.
It's a natural 20, sir.
That's a natural 20.
24 total.
This is pretty much a guaranteed Here's TPK because it's two nat 20s already.
Yes, Sagosian Earthcaller.
Which we knew that.
Let me verify that because I know that there were several...
Did you actually take a good note?
I wrote Sagogian Earthcaller.
Do you remember why you wrote it?
Glyphic Shroomble.
You do now.
Shroom-like. Shroomla.
Shroom-like.
Shroom-shroom-shroom-shroom-shroom-shroom. I have bad handwriting.
That was the priest you were talking to.
Yes.
Having drinks with.
Okay.
You're both talking about
I'm not allowed to write things.
Religions. You keep the money. I hope you're writing things.
Just let me focus on the money. You guys take care of names. I'm sorry.
Yes. Sagogian Earthcaller.
All right. Now I'll ask the bystander. Excuse me.
Yes.
Could you point the way to the Maddox? The Digger Maddox?
Yeah, you want the big fancy house. You go down three more big caverns.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was down that far.
Down that way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a lovely day.
One big cavern over from the inn. I don't remember the name.
Okay. Continue onward then.
Yep. You'll find your way down there eventually.
Is this like a building that occupies like an entire massive cavern, or they keep saying big fancy house?
It's in one of the big caverns that's for residences. There is one side of that cavern that goes into a wall and is one big house.
Oh, okay. Is it seem occupado? Are there people like guards standing outside or?
Yeah, there would be a couple of guards and there are people bustling all over the place. Busy as hell.
Okay. I will approach.
Okay. You'll be stopped at the door. Ask what's your business?
I will extend a hand. Corporal, Kira Truesilver at your service.
Pleasure to meet you. What can I do for you?
I'd like to speak with, I don't know if I refer to them as the Diggers or the Maddox.
Digger Maddox.
It is one word then.
Yes, it is.
I see.
Digger Maddox.
Digger Maddox.
3,000. Yep.
So not like the picture Greg Maddox.
No.
Gotcha.
Like a Digger and a Maddox.
But there's more than one, so they're Digger Maddox.
Yes.
Ah, we just call them DMs. M-A-T-I-C with an S.
Do you mind if we slide into your DMs?
What's that?
No.
DM, Digger, Maddox.
Oh.
Don't talk to the old man about online dating.
Swipe left.
I would like to speak to him if they're available.
Yeah, they'll show you in.
Seems quite easy to get in here, doesn't it?
Yeah. They don't see you as a threat.
Things to not ever have other people over here as you enter their home.
2 dozen or so Svirthneblin occupy this well-lit cavern, some moving briskly with messenger pouches in hand, while others huddle around several stone tables covered in maps and other papers. talking in hushed, serious tones. The back of the room is dominated by a dais carved from the rock of the cavern. Atop it rests two stone desks facing each other. Two Sverfneblin, one male, one female, sit behind the desks, conferring with advisors and each other. They turn their attention to you as you enter.
They're on the dais? On the dais? On the dais is where they sit? No.
Mozart?
Nothing.
Rock Me Amadeus?
I appreciate yes. it.
So I got that's it. The part. You gotta I didn't do the appreciate stone. It. You got to ask, is it a stone dais? Would you say it is a rock of a dais?
I was doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
But...
But they're literally sitting on a dais, like they're raised up.
They are raised up, above. And they're two desks.
But they're desks. They're not on like thrones raised up.
No.
They're just really, really think highly of themselves and their bookkeeping.
If you were there, I'd give you an insight check.
I will step up to those upon the dais because they seem to be the most important folks.
Yeah, you guys walk in and kind of the whole room stops and looks to see what's going on.
Good morning.
Welcome, travelers.
Yes. I just spoke to, I believe, one of your... What's the term I want to use? One of your soldiers?
City guard?
City guard, I guess. Flint Napper?
Yeah. Yeah, Mev's good people.
Ah, yes, yes. They mentioned that there's been some trouble dealing with oozes and the like.
Oozes are on the list.
And I'm sure not the only things.
No.
I thought that I might offer my services as an experienced soldier in the Underdark.
Well, they will spend some time talking to you. They want to know everything about you. They want to know where you've come from, what you're doing down here, everything like that. And I've asked you guys to tell me that story over and over again, and I'm not going to do it again. Is there anything that you're going to tell them specifically or not tell them specifically?
I mean, kidnapped by drow, exploring the Underdark, searching for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that the next leap is the leap home.
Exactly, like you do. Beep, bop, boop.
Ignore the drow we have with us.
That we are, I would leave out the part where, like, we feel like we've summoned horrific monsters, but not leave out the, like, we've seen signs of, like, horrible demon.
Let's
type
watch.
Stuff.
Let's watch this wee word.
Yeah, Cody, hang on. Ziggy says there's a 34% chance that won't work.
Repeating, of course.
So yes, we've seen things of Zygdemoid and Demogorgon and stuff like that. So
Jublex
as well.
They're very interested to hear all about that.
We are the group that I came with. We're eventually looking to get back to the surface, but this is the safest place we've found so far. Might be surprising enough, but by far you have the safest city that we've encountered. So I think that I'd like to just, you know, see if we can hang out and be a part of the group.
What about your friend? He's awful quiet.
I don't know. Why don't you talk to him while I go deal with a small child that is screaming in the background?
I mean, I would have been helping him tell a story and...
I know, but you're not. You never say anything. So say something.
He had it handled.
Now he's not here.
I would have asked. I would probably would have asked him about. Asked them about the. I can't remember what if they were wizards or warlocks, the individuals who were like shooting off spells, creating elementals like.
The Stoneheart Enclave. Yes, they. I don't know how much of our history you know, but we spent a good amount of time in between the surface and the Underdark in the last century because Lingdenstone was overrun by drow. Our wizards and some of our priests and our druids spent time with the Emerald Enclave on the surface, and they split off and became the Stoneheart Enclave, which primarily focused on summoning and controlling elementals.
And they use these elementals to your advantage, then?
They're what's helped us rebuild as much as we have up until now.
So why don't you use them to guard? Fight off the oozes.
We do, but there's only... We're having trouble bringing them into the city. There's some kind of force in a section of the city that we've not been able to reclaim yet called Ogremach's Bane. It's control... It's cannot talk.
It's a force corrupting rock elementals.
It absolutely is.
It is the rock blight.
The rock blight is the region.
So Nexus will then look to Kira and go, perhaps this is your chance to beat a mercenary then.
Ogremok's Bane is what they're calling the force that's doing it.
Such a dirty word, mercenary. What about hero for hire?
Right.
Took him a minute.
I thought it was good.
It was.
Well, this is your calling.
Maybe.
See, when you talk, you ask a good question.
What about
do it more?
Whereabouts in the city is this?
He will describe to you where it is. You don't have a map in front of you, so I'm not.
No, that's fine. I can't talk either. Harmful to other people, or just the elementals then?
Only elementals. But once it gets a hold of the elementals are plenty dangerous to us.
So there's some there.
Yeah, the ones that we've lost.
Do you have a count?
No.
Ballpark.
Well, the problem is that there's things in there that we don't know. We haven't gotten far enough into it. We've been turned back, and we've sealed the tunnels and not gone back in.
Can you at least get an elemental to the tunnel that the users came through? Something to stand guard.
Well, yeah. They've been fortifying it, and that's why we have it patrolled by guards.
What do you think?
It sounds dangerous. I was just more looking for some patrol work and stabbing some oozes, but I'm not opposed to it.
Well, see,
if you want to help the people, we can help the people.
Our problem is the oozes and the Ogremok's Bane are kind of the controlled problems. We've got semi-solutions to those for right now. They're blocked off. Our big problem are the were-rats.
Ah, were-rats, you say?
Mm-hmm. The Gold Whisker Clan.
The Gold Whisker Clan?
Gold Whisker Clan.
All right, then.
You can take notes too, asshat.
Up here.
Yeah.
mine like a steel trap.
That never opens.
I lost the key.
And what's so bad about this Gold Whisker Clan then?
They're still here.
I personally
I want them gone. His wife will chime in at the same time. They are part of this community, and they were here before we were. We should be talking to them.
I agree with her.
What have they...
Don't press your liberal agenda on the Rancor's brothel, Lucas.
Schroeder, cut back to a montage.
Of me saying things like, fuck Trump. Oh, God. Sorry. Continue. I just got bored.
I was get back to your congratulatory speech to Hillary Clinton when I told you this episode would be out right after the election. That aged well. To be fair, I think you waited about 30 seconds and then said something about or Overlord Trump, yeah. And cackled maniacally.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the Were-Rat Clan done?
They've held control of part of the city.
Oh, so you're just looking to give them like measles blankets.
I'm looking to get them out.
Why?
You're wanting to trade territory for beads, is what you're saying.
He will list off a bunch of reasons that
immerse me.
Are there any of them that aren't?
I want
racist?
A full list of reasons.
Not really. No, that is exactly the problem. They
have small brains.
Remember the talk that Cody had last time about the deep gnomes being very xenophobic?
Yeah.
They're even xenophobic against themselves when there's something a little bit different about them.
Yep.
Because then the change of the wares turns like them
they're
going to
contaminate all of us.
Oh, so we're going like, I gotcha. So this is more eugenics-esque. Got it.
Who's Eugene?
I feel like that's a thing in a parody character whose name is Eugene Eakes. Dr. Eugene Eakes.
You will find out through the course of the conversation that the were-rat deep gnomes that are over there have been here the whole time. They never went back to the surface. They're the survivors of the original drow attack and were eventually attacked by were-rats.
But why can't you just let bygones be bygones? I mean, they have a part of the city. Are they... is this a tactical thing? Is this a... Do they hold certain value? Like,
yeah, what's so great about the area, I guess, is the question.
It's our home.
Isn't this your home?
This is part of our home, the part that we've gotten so far. We will get the rest of it.
Have you thought about building a wall?
What kind of surface thoughts do I get off of both of them?
What's that?
Surface thoughts. I got the helm.
They're being completely truthful.
Right.
You're getting exactly what you're hearing from them.
Okay.
Sinee is the more sensible of the two.
Clearly.
Dorbo is the work chief. He's in charge of the work crews. He's in charge of the miners, in charge of trade, everything like that. Sinee is in charge of the people and meeting people's needs within the city and keeping things working.
Well, we may be able to go talk to the Goldwhisker clan, but I don't think that there's just going to be a resolution of them just leaving their ancestral home. I mean, can't you all just live together in harmony?
I don't know if that's possible. They haven't shown any interest in talking to us so far.
Right.
Every time we've gone near them, we've been attacked.
Perhaps we could set up some sort of meeting in Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a good try.
Somebody out there laughed.
Some oon person. Even Matt didn't laugh, and he's usually your politics
guy. He's not
paying
attention.
I'm sorry. I was writing down things to say on the show.
Right.
What'd you say?
No, it doesn't matter now. It's past.
Okay. Well, good.
Listen to it in 10 more episodes.
I don't listen to it anymore.
Nice.
Which is why Matt remembers even less than he used to. At least he used to be about 8 episodes behind. Didn't we do this last time?
I find that I get less confused when I don't have the storyline from 8 weeks ago and the storyline from last week confusing things in my brain.
We can talk to him, but I won't be part of some genocide.
They are deep gnomes. I am not looking to kill them. And Sinee is glaring at him. You're damn right you better not be.
Just make them go back to their home that's not where we are.
Is that an honest statement? Off of me listening to his thoughts, is that an honest statement?
Yes. Yes, it is. He's not looking to murder all of them.
Okay.
He wants them gone.
Sure.
Just move them west. Excuse us. Excuse. Go on about your way.
Have you thought about giving them a reservation?
Do you have a flag?
Meanwhile, 6 months later, do you have any food?
Love this, by the way. I'm going to go back to the foaming mug. It doesn't seem like there's anything quite else here. We'll say, hey, we'll see what we can do kind of thing.
Okay. Matt and Troy, what are you guys doing?
I want a shield, please.
You can find a shield.
I will purchase him a shield.
You won't find it here. You'll find it over in the halls of Clatter.
Okay. I also want to buy some nets.
I will buy him nets.
He said charismatically.
God, if I had a high charisma, it'd be really fun to act that out and just be, hello, sir or madam. I see you are a purveyor of nets. May I have one of your nets?
But in the voice, please.
No.
Hey there.
Hey there.
No, he's been talking in this accent the entire time, and he steps up to this stall, and it's
just straight like that.
Yeah.
Just Midwestern.
You can find the nets there that will be in among trade goods and everything like that. Weapons and armor, you'll have to go over to the Halls of Clatter.
Okay.
And you will see very similar things to what they saw. You'll see a large chamber with a temple in it. Mm-hmm. You will see a large circle of stones in another chamber. You will see you'll walk past a chamber and hear music coming out of it.
Which one of these caves is the Rose Such a Clatter?
Those are on the way there. You'll figure out the way there.
Okay.
And prices are double Player's Handbook.
Okay. How many nets can I carry?
What's your strength?
What's his net weight?
14.
14?
Yeah.
I mean, they'd have to be stowed.
Yeah.
But you could probably carry...
I literally have a bag of holding. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. You know that. You could carry whatever you want.
I mean, then he would have your nets.
Up to like 500 pounds, I think.
Carry two. Give me the rest. It's fine.
Yeah. Sure. I think they're a gold piece. A gold piece. Nets are.
Okay. That's fine.
So how many
do you want?
I don't know. I'm
10 nets?
I have an imagination of how to use these, but I'm trying to figure really the occasion that they'll get used. So let's say 5.
Are you going for a Spider-Man thing?
Nah. I don't know. I have interesting ideas.
All right. So double 1 gold per, you said?
No, the nets won't be. It's just weapons and armor.
You need to get your hands on a house sigil.
In that case, buy 10. Sorry.
Do they come in a pack? It's always cheaper to buy them in a pack.
So, So is the sword lit the whole time?
No, it's
no.
So lit.
It's a hilt whenever he doesn't want the blade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, right.
But the sword can activate itself.
It can?
Yes.
Don't you love how Josh adds his own rules?
Oh, no. I said that that was totally the case.
Yeah, you said that before we cast a person to play it. You said that it could activate itself.
Once it's attuned, yes.
Cool.
So just strolling around, it's not going to be ignited?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
You do it at the wrong time, you're going to become a butt plug. So don't wiggle your eyebrows at me.
You don't want this in your butt.
I mean, I'm not going to put the flaming end in it. And I didn't Chicken. Say it was my butt.
Again, what's your intelligence score?
Low.
I will make you roll for that.
To make sure I insert the right end. I'd imagine there's a cross guard on the hilt, right?
You're dumb.
It's just a lightsaber. That's what it is.
He just keeps pushing.
Keep pushing the wrong end, like the flat end. Here's the sword.
Won't go in! You guys see a fairly impressive blacksmith and smelting and everything operation down there. You get your shield, double price.
What does the shield cost?
Shields are 10, so 20.
Thank you for that.
Anything this else you're wanting to do?
I actually had a random question from last time that I thought of. These elementals, they're not the same as like the Genasi or Genasi, are they?
No.
Okay.
They're not intelligent, these things. Like, they're not autonomously intelligent.
They are.
Uh-huh. Okay. My bad.
They are, but when they're summoned, they're bound.
Mm.
They're bound either through a deal or through a binding spell.
What kind of general looks am I getting in particular?
What was that?
You never general watched How I Met Your Mother?
No.
No? Okay. You get...
They do that through Tomb the entire time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They do the general...
General. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I must know somebody did that.
Questions from our TV show that ended 5 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, it's just generally the fact that they, these two will... Or no, the Tomb guys will just fuck with me anytime I say anything that could be a person's name.
Yeah.
Or title.
Yep.
We have to do, on our shirt, we have to do NPC names on one side that the show has come up with, and we have to do sword names on the other.
I mean, it's getting bad.
I thought of something that I've got to do for you guys. I've got to get a picture of it. Lisanne got a the cardboard standee of Russell Crowe from Gladiator for JCL, and I got to get a headshot of it in the bushes.
Why, is there a joke there?
Yes. Russell in the bushes.
Listen to Tim.
Yep.
Nope. You will.
No, you, I mean, you really should. Like,
I don't listen
really
to any podcasts
should.
Anymore now.
I'm listening
to books. It's okay. I don't listen to my own either.
You should listen to Tim. It's just a bunch of fuckery. And
it's wonderful.
70% fuckery, 30% then actually progressing through, and it's pretty
30%?
30%? That's a very generous number.
You know. I feel for Dave. Dave, I feel as like always they're trying to like pull it along. Slowly. Sometimes he plays along.
The first two sessions, and then after that, he's like, fuck it, I'm in.
I'm the straight man.
Yeah. I mean, he's in, but like, there's still like, he's still the. If there's somebody that's trying to push the narrative, he still's like, "Hey guys, we still need to do this thing in character." But it's good.
Is Tomb D&D or is it something else?
Yeah,
okay. It's Tomb of Annihilation. It's another one of the modules. Okay.
The best review I got is from Beth, who basically said, "I've played this. I don't know what's going on. I can't listen to it." And that is my favorite review of the show.
Was I in the middle of answering one of your questions?
Who the fuck knows? We stopped listening to you after 10 seconds.
I asked. What was the vibe I was getting from the people of? Lundestone?
You're getting looks.
Yeah.
You're not being stopped. You can tell that they are very suspicious of you, even without an insight roll.
Okay.
But you have begun to earn a name. News spreads. It's a small community.
Yeah.
You helped save one of the guards.
Okay. I was like, what name am I earning? I've been here that long. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would, yeah. As I'm moving about, I would try to be as, like, I wouldn't say timid, but I would try to not be threatening. I would try to be as courteous as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, drow.
I like that you're playing in this. You're like, oh, I don't know. You're gentrifying yourself, is what it seems like.
How?
Yes.
How is Mork carrying this hilt?
In my butt, if you keep talking.
No, keep talking. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you carry a hilt that flames on?
Your hand?
Yeah, but I'm
See,
not
gonna... that's one thing I was questioning. Because how would you draw that? It would have to be stowed
somewhere.
It's
in a holster.
No, it has to be in a pocket. Like, it literally has to be in a pocket, because how
yeah,
would it...
Yeah, but I mean, it's not something
you
like
could,
a sword.
No, you could do it upside down.
You could put a loop
as
a part of an
action. In a loop. If it has the...
Cross guard.
I have it in a gunslinger holster.
It's flat, though.
I have a holster.
Because the blade... It's like a lightsaber.
I mean, that we don't know. It's not been described. But so if it has a cross guard, then you can put it. You can just put a strap and it sit.
I have it on my right hip down. In a holster right. As no. A gray quiver.
So if it happened to turn on, you might lose an arm.
Well, yeah, upside down in as much as if it was in a scabbard, yes, it would not be how you would.
I'm just tired of pretending I care about you. You fucking dick.
I mean, I imagined LNL was just holding it the whole time, walking around with it.
I'm just curious. I thought about it the other day when I was listening back and you were arguing with me about drawing weapons. And I'm like, how would you draw that weapon?
I feel like Morg just puts it in a pocket.
No, I argued with you that I had popped it pre.
Oh yeah, that's what it
what
was.
What if I just wrapped it? What if I just wrapped it right here?
Like a side blade?
Yeah. And I just Psylocke it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
you do have a shield, right?
Yeah.
Do you carry your shield on your back or on your arm?
I've never thought about that.
Because if you carry it on your arm, right, you've got two straps there. You could slide it into a strap.
You could.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Then you'd be a little bit like that a Knights of the Round Table cartoon from the 90s. Where they used to.
Yes.
But see, the problem is if I have it in there, being held in place, and my arm is like, you know, I'm gesturing. And he wants to activate. He's gonna stab me in the fucking throat.
I was really hoping future Matt who figured that out was about 5 minutes from now, because I'm pretty sure current Dave already figured that out when I said it.
No, he's in a quick draw holster.
Okay,
strapped to my right thigh.
Troy, you were about to say what you were doing. I think
20 minutes ago you were about to say what you were doing.
You were buying a shield.
I was just buying a shield.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not very scary or drow like.
Genteel.
So hey, how's being dead? What was that like? Did you meet the gods?
I don't remember much from the dead part.
Oh, okay. It would just really suck if I was wrong. I'm sorry.
The gods are really nice. You would really like them.
I mean, do I have a memory of dying?
Augustus Gloop.
Or being dead?
Settle down, okay?
I mean, you say that I was, you know...
I've met
a what passenger...
God what god does Mulvaeus worship?
Probably, what's his name? The V-God.
Not necessarily, that's an evil god.
Who's Jarl Axel follow?
I honestly don't know.
I imagine no one.
You've got the book.
No.
Have you read it?
No, I mean, the book's right there.
Oh, no, I meant
puppy
the,
in the sky.
The one with his stats.
I haven't really read that one. I've been reading the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's... What is that? What is that god's name?
Verun.
Is that what
Who
it is?
Who does Jarl Axel worship?
Loth's son?
Yes. I thought it had L's in it for some reason.
No. That's the daughter.
What? Oh, is it?
Elistria.
It'd probably be one of those two. I mean, those are the two drow gods that aren't... That don't hate men.
Well, yeah, but he was a freed drow. He was out on the surface living. I don't know if he worshipped a surface god or.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think about any of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you were inspired by Dritz to become a ranger and everything. You probably worship Mialiki or something.
Like a bitch.
No, I did. I
a
no
drow worship a drow god.
No, I honestly did. Like when we were first.
Can you get your dog a fucking CPAP?
Hey.
They work magically, let me tell you.
Oh my god, isn't life great now?
Yeah. I mean, I did imagine when I didn't think this character was going to last past a session that, yeah, he basically was going to be a Dritz fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think going through what I've gone through, like...
Yeah, I mean, that is very common knowledge as far as the legend of Dritz, that he is like a chosen of Mialiki.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know who that is. Can you give me like a brief?
basically nature and rangers and shit like that. I honestly don't know. I've never read
them. What is like the, you know, antithesis of Loth?
Palor?
What is you know,
something like
what is
that.
What is Loth's
Corallon?
You know, Jesus analogous.
Corallon.
Okay.
The head of the elven pantheon. Loth betrayed Corallon way back before history.
I mean, at this point I would probably be more agnostic, if you would, more than anything.
After dying, you'd
be agnostic?
Well, no, you're not scared. You're not agnostic. You absolutely know the gods exist.
Well,
they take mortal form and yes. come down and fuck with people.
Yeah, like that would be a really fun character to play as an atheist in this world.
You were on the puppet strings of a goddess.
No, I get that. I mean, just more like, I guess, unaffiliated.
I feel like an atheist in D&D would be more like a flat earther than an atheist.
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, just like, oh, that's so sad.
Like, it's like here's the gods. Look, there they are. Look at them. That was prestidigitation.
No, that's Jim. He works at the docks in my neighborhood.
That's Jim.
Hey, Jim!
He just turns into a dragon. Oh, the gym does all that all the time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people turn into dragons.
I mean, come on, shapeshifter.
Yeah, I mean, we have magic.
He just leveled a mountain.
It's so, science.
So Malveus would have had the death experience, separation of the soul from the body. The soul goes somewhere, wherever that may be for Malveus. And then the very painful, very startling experience of being ripped out of it and brought back to his body, and all control over that body being taken away from him, and watching as whatever was controlling that body went after the woman he loved.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine any driving force would be more just anti-Loth, anti any.
Well, he was like, Jarlaxle. Oh, sorry. We're going to talk about Jarlaxle. Never mind.
Any of that, like, it would be more my driving force than really thinking about, I don't know, being dedicated or being a follower of any other deity.
Are you chaotic or lawful?
I am chaotic. I am chaotic good.
You were asking what your memories of the death experience was.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because Matt asked me.
Yep.
So I would relay that, you know, being dead, you know, somewhat being serene or whatever. You know, and then being ripped away and being made to be a passenger in my own vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, sorry if I, you know, did anything.
So do you guys have anything that you want to do? Anything else you want to talk out?
Maybe
anything?
Sylvanus, if I'm looking at God lists.
Right? Mm-hmm. I do know that one.
Nature.
Where are were-rats at?
Neutral.
The were-rats are
who's with us again?
One chamber over from the market is a huge gate. Fairly similar to the big black gate that you saw out front, and it's blocking off their area.
No. Our
back
where
the end.
Where are our friends?
That's why I was headed back there. I wanted to talk to Topsy and Turvy.
Yeah. I figured they'd end up back there eventually, but wanted to give them a chance to run around.
Anything else you need there, bud?
Did you figure out where the Calliope music's coming from?
Don't really care.
He didn't specify, so that's what I'm imagining it is. Just like an organ grinder or something?
Sounds like harps.
It's upstairs.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.